discipline each day better. And those are the, you know, those are the leaders that we're going to have on the team. And it's something we hope to develop as the season goes on, and just keep each kid focused on making the people around them better, and we'll see where we end up.
You talk about those circles in the room. Tough to gauge how you guys are sitting this early before you've had any competition. I'm sure tomorrow night the kids will be ready to wrestle someone else other than their teammates. How have the first 2 weeks of practices gone here for these guys? Kind of been in the room, wrestling each other in their little pods that they have in practice. How are things gone so far for you guys?
Well, we have some real competitive 3-4-man groups, with all those. I think we got 9 or 10 starters coming back from last year. And when those guys get together with some of our younger guys that have a lot of experience, there's some fur flying. And it's been kind of fun to watch. And now the energy's picking up in the room. The kids are supporting each other more vocally now. There's been a couple nights where the old goosebumps got up on my arm because the energy was so good, and that's the key, I think, to our season, is what kind of energy we can bring every single day, and the intentionality that we bring every day to get better will be the key to our growth.
Well, a little different starting dual meet here this year, as coming up tomorrow night, you guys hit the road to Charles City. A lot of factors involved in that decision, especially down the road. With the uncertainty of really where Waverly-Shell Rock's going to be as a conference, if they get out and go to one where they don't, this date isn't available, you could lose a home meet in that situation. Plus, in the last several years, you guys have met them at the Battle of Waterloo. So Charles City, the opponent here, coming up for you guys tomorrow night to kick things off. Back in the day, I know Charles City and West Delaware had a lot of bruisers and some real tough wrestlers back in the day. A lot of experience coming back, maybe not state meet experience, but a lot of good kids on that lineup. So a good test for you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah. The coaches voted here a few years ago to seed the state duels in the state tournament. And because of that, a lot of teams now are trying to find teams in their class to compete against to help them with state tournament seeding. So that was a big factor into the change in our schedule, and we don't see Charles City during the year for the most part. And then another kind of a fun fact, I guess, is Jordan Smith, who's one of our ex-wrestlers, is he's a coach at Charles City. So I reached out to him, and he helped me set this up with them. So I talked to him a week ago, and he said, they got a lot of returning guys that really were bringing a lot of energy to their room as well. So those early season duels, we have a lot of kids that have competed in dual meets and realize the importance of points here and there. But we also have a few kids that maybe haven't been in a dual meet like this, 8th graders coming in as freshmen. A lot of their tournaments aren't dual meet competitions. So there's going to be, I honestly don't know a whole lot about them. I've just been focusing on our guys. Hopefully they go out there and wrestle, being aggressive and relentless and staying after things, and then we'll just see what happens.
Well, then Saturday you've got the Bob Murphy Invitational. I know the girls get underway at about 8:30, and then I believe there's still a JV portion to the tournament before the varsity kicks things off. So a little bit different this year, adding the girls' tournament in there. We're looking forward to bringing that. I know Roger and I are on Saturday morning with the KMCH sports video stream there. But always a good tournament kind of to kick things off for the season. You get some teams in there that you don't really see a lot after this. You used to have Central DeWitt and the WOMAC, and they're not in the WOMAC anymore, so really one of the few chances you get to see them. Benton Community still in the WOMAC, obviously, but always good to kind of see where you guys are tournament-wise and focus solely on the individual portion of things.
Yeah, and those type of tournaments are a totally different mindset. It's a totally different atmosphere. We added Indianola this year, who's probably a top 5-3A team that we wrestled at the Battle of Waterloo last year in a close duel. So I think we've upgraded the quality of the tournament by bringing them in, and all the other teams are going to have outstanding individuals that they'll bring as well. And there'll be some weight brackets that, there'll be some state qualifiers wrestling for third and fourth or maybe even fifth and sixth. So I just don't know how it's all going to stack up. But, it'll be a fun tournament, having every single West Delaware wrestler, boy and girl, competing in one gym, in two gyms, actually, but the same place, will be a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time here tonight, and best of luck to you guys tomorrow night, and then, of course, on Saturday at the Bob Murphy Invitation.
It's always a pleasure to start the season off with you, Jamie, and look forward to many more conversations down the road.
Looking forward to it. That was West Delaware Boys Head Wrestling Coach Jeff Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Coach, Roger and I mentioned, the girls have been at it a couple meets here so far. You had the one down at South Tama and Independence. But one thing we noted, a lot of the girls are just starting this wrestling thing, first experience. But we're seeing a lot of moves out of these girls that, it's good to see so early on in the girls wrestling for the first time.
Yeah, we've worked on a lot of techniques, and they're making great progress. But until you get out here in live matches and try some of it, that's when you do a lot of the real learning. So it's just been a blast watching them learn and get better, and we're just going to keep getting better and improving, and that's the goal right now, is that we just keep trying to improve every time we go to practice and every time we come to compete. So it's been fun.
Yeah, a few champions in the central scramble here, and you like to see the champions. There was a couple brackets, just three girl brackets. But I tell you what, the girls are coming out here, and you're seeing that emotion too. And that's kind of the fun part that I noticed was, they're all in each other's corner. When they can all be there, they're all there. And I tell you what, in that other gym, it was tough when West Delaware girls were wrestling because it's loud enough as it is. But when those girls were in there wrestling, they're just supporting each other, and it's great to see, and just kind of gets that atmosphere a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's amazing how close they've grown in this short amount of time, and it is it's an absolute emotional roller coaster up and down all day when we're here competing, and you have the highest of highs when they win, and they're just so much more emotional than boys are, and it's so much fun to watch them compete and compete hard, and then how they interact with each other after the match, win or lose. So it's just been so much fun.
And one of the things that we kind of took away from the central scramble here was, a lot of the matches that maybe you might have lost by fault, the girls were winning in those matches, and some of those were the mistakes, those rookie mistakes that you see, on the boys' side of things, maybe a freshman would make in a varsity competition. And those are things that just come with experience, and that's got to be promising for you to see as a coach that it's those little things that once they figure that out, maybe being in a little better position, once you're on top, not getting too high riding and going to your back, those are things that are easily correctable.
Yeah, it's really easy when I look back at the tape to see what we need to work on, but one of the things is breaking people down to their base, and we really spent a lot of time on pinning combinations, but we got to get them down on their belly to work on some of that stuff. I know that when we got them down there tonight, we were pretty successful with our pinning combinations. So we've got all kinds of stuff we can work on, and the girls just soak everything up. It's amazing how quickly they're learning, but this is so vital to their progress, getting out here in actual competition and doing it. So
absolutely. Well, coming up next, I believe you guys aren't wrestling Thursday with the
We are not.
Okay.
We're off on Thursday.
So Saturday at the Bob Murphy Invitational will be your next competition. I believe 8:30 the start time for that. 8:30?
Yeah, we're going to wrestle on one mat, so the girls will be on the same mat. It won't be confusing at all for them. And, you know, we don't have very many teams this year, but we're gonna get some valuable mat experience on Saturday, and then we'll go back to the drawing board after that, and we'll get to actually have some conference dual meet stuff going on after that. Hopefully, maybe we can put together enough weights to even compete in a duel. I'm not sure right now that we can do that, but we'll see what happens down the road.
Yeah, and of course, that's coming up Saturday at the Bob Murphy Invitational. We'll be live on our KNCH sports video stream and on KNCH on your radio dial throughout the day. So, Coach, you talked about the conference duel. I think next Thursday is the first scheduled one for the girls at home. And I tell you what, that'll be neat to see. You know, for all the fans, you know, it's tough to maybe go to South Tama on a Thursday night or come up to Elkader on a Monday night or even Independence on a Saturday. People are busy. But the opportunity for the West Delaware fans to see these girls in action, hopefully, next Thursday at home is going to be something. I tell you what, the fans are going to remember, but these girls will remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm anxious to see is how they react to being in the home gym in front of their friends and the people that are from the community that, because we're all the way up to South Tama, the only one really to support them were their parents and a couple of teammates. And boy, do they ever support each other. But it's going to be a little different story when we're in Seedorf Gymnasium.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, appreciate your time here. And best of luck. And we'll talk to you. Hopefully, we'll see some matches on Saturday. But we'll talk to you down the road as well.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate it.
As West Delaware girls coach Dale Meyer here. We will take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
Hi, this is Phil from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ted Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Bill Logan now talking with head boys bowling coach Bob Morris. Coach, a couple weeks of practice into the season here so far now. Big meet coming up here. First home meet of the year Friday out here against Vinton Shelsburg. Want to invite a lot of people to come out and watch these kids. You got a pretty good nucleus of kids coming back. Got to replace one senior that was a kid that's pretty irreplaceable, and you got to find somebody to take his spot. But good nucleus coming back.
You know, every coach at the high school level has to replace those seniors, and you lose that leadership. Of course, Dominique Ray Volson, he was that kid that was leader, showed up all the time. And as I was saying earlier, him and Louie bowled the whole season, the 4 and 5 spot in our Baker lineup. So he'll be hard to replace, but we have 5 other starters that are back. And we have Gabe Drinkwater that's had some experience at varsity, as well as Leighton Dykemeyer and Jace Turnus. So we've got some guys, Parker Peterson. And so we've got some guys that will bowl a little bit, and then we'll talk about those starters a little bit as well. And then Trey Bukowski's a senior and bowling definitely better this year. We only have one newcomer, and that's Isaac Hernandez, and that's Saul's brother. So, and Saul went to state last year individually. So we're excited about the group. We have 11 guys really putting in the work. We've had 10 practices so far, and getting after it and looking forward to bowling Vinton. We bowled them at state last year, and that's who ousted us by 3 pins on that best out of 5. Always a real good team. Amber does a great job with her coaches and her kids down there. So we'll get some a good competition right out of the gate.
Well, and you had a lot of your kids around that 170 to 180 average, and don't get me wrong, that's a good average. But you know, as they get going on this, now they need to figure out how to step that up. And I know with visiting with you multiple times is that usually the best way to do that is we're going to strike a certain amount of times. But if I'm going to raise that average, we got to work on our spare shooting, because missing a spare or making a spare, those win and lose a lot more games than throwing a strike.
Well, that's, you know, Bill, as many years as we bowl, we certainly know that, and that's your average is made by spares. This team does strike very well. They feed off each other. And because we hit the head pin a lot and we spend a lot of time lining up our shot, we're going to leave those corner pins, and they're hard to pick up. The 7 pins for a right-hander on your left side, you got to go through the oil, and that 10 pin always gives kids trouble. So we're trying things a little bit different this year. We're doing more documentation, and we've always filmed kind of our meets and our strike shots, but we're spending more time on the spare shot, where your alignment is, and those things. So I'm hoping to get better results for that. If you can get 80% on those corner pins, you're doing quite well. We're a lot lower than that at the point, but as you and I talked about, so are other teams. That's where you're always emphasis. When kids that have their big games, they're not shooting at spares. They're throwing that 6, 7, 8 strikes in a row. So, but you put a little baby split spare in the middle of 3 in a row and pick up a couple 10 pins, now you're up there 220 and things are going good for you. So.
Yeah, and we were just visiting before we started recording here. Sometimes the hardest thing about it is figuring out, okay, I get 6 kids to get to bowl the first 2 games and they'll throw the low score out. But then once I get into Baker, I only get to throw 5 kids. So now I got to figure out after those first 2 games, which 5 kids do I want to put in there? And you can switch them, but now you got to be the coach that can maybe identify when do I need to make a move, what order do I need to put these kids in, who do I want bowling in that leadoff spot, who do I want in the 4th and 5th spot, you know, type of stuff. So a lot of decisions that you've got to make off of what you see these kids do.
Boy, that's exactly right, Bill, and I think I've gotten better at it. We're very fortunate with Louis Schantz. He bowled anchor the whole season for us last year, and we have him 2 more years. So I think he's going to be a pretty good choice down there for us. But Dominique Rave Olson, he graduated, and he was always in that 4 spot. But I got some guys that can handle that. So what you were talking about is kind of how they bowled their 2 games, how you come in, and I'm a big stickler on your attitude better be right or you will not be bowling. And you at least 2 out of our 6 are not going to have a good 2-game series. Very seldom does everybody bowl the way you want. So you got to handle that. And if your last game, you're having some problems, we talk about adjusting and get lined up for Bakers, and then it's 2 shots to help your team. And so we kind of feel that. And we do have a lot of practices, and I get a pretty good feel of who's comfortable in that leadoff spot, who can handle a little more pressure in the 3 and 4 spots. And like I said, Louis does great in the 5 spot. And this year I'm going to spend a little more time getting someone else prepared for that in meets where we don't always have to have him down there. And I'd like to get some more experience. And so we've got some guys that can do that. Landon Letts, Saul Hernandez, Caleb Sickles throws a lot of strikes. So we've got some guys that can do it. Brady Harkey has bowled anywhere in our lineup from 1, 2, 3, to 4, to 5. And so with that kind of flexibility, that gives us a little more of an edge coming into that Bakers when you get these big tournaments and try to hit the qualifier. It's about Bakers and it's 15 games. So that's where we were able to excel last year. We had 1 200 bowler and basically 4 170s and a 180 guy in years past. That wouldn't have got you to state. But as a team and working together and just make your best 2 shots. You can bowl a perfect game in 2 shots, Bill. That's pretty easy. That's pretty good. And the kids bought into that, did a great job for me.
Well, and then you only have 2 home meets. It's just kind of a weird schedule this year. So the first one here, Friday night against Fenton Shelsburg, a team that are a relatively young team, but yet they got some experience in there. Some kids that they got to bowl last night, and they lit it up over there at the Berry Lanes in Vinton last night and shot over a 3,000 score. Anytime you're pulling over a 3,000, you've done pretty well. So it'll be some good competition for the Hawks, and on their own, you know, their own lanes, be a good competition, a good meet right out of the chute.
Well, we started over there last year, and we bowled a 2,500, which is 500 pins away from your 3,000, and they only had a 27. But, yeah, they just kind of reload each year with some young guys. They've got a freshman that come right out of the gate and shot a really good score, and some sophomores. So they're going to be competitive, and usually it takes us a little bit, but we'll get there. And like I said, we got these guys back. They're already real hungry to improve on last year's average and those things, and we talked about where we have to go, and then just mentally being a little bit tougher. And so when you bowl against a team like Vinton or these experienced teams and they put those big scores on you right away, you just got to be patient as the shot changes. And then we're at our own house. Hopefully we'll do a little better with the Baker score here and be able to kind of narrow that margin down a little. So I hope to be competitive. Certainly you always want to win, but early in the season until after Christmas, we don't get too excited about those wins and losses, just how we're improving. And I'll mix the lineup a little bit and, until we can find our six that we want to go with.
Good luck Friday on the first meet of the year, a home meet against Vinton Shelsburg right at here at Lightning Lanes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We do want to invite everybody to come on out and get a look at this year's boys bowling team.
Well, yeah, come back for the boys. And, of course, my wife coaches the girls, and she's busy this week, and we'll talk to you and Swish eventually. But she's got all of her girls back. She's excited, and they've been doing some good things out here, and we'll get done with some. We have some of the ladies out here tonight working on different mechanics and stuff for your spares, so we'll be ready to go. Sue's excited, and I am as always, and come on out and watch some good bowling.
Thanks for your time, Coach, and good luck Friday night.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver, Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville. Built in red power.
Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Back in the KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night, our first winter sports zone. We're joined by the head coach of the West Delaware boys now, Drake Skuring, starting his third season at the helm. Last night with the Hawks, game number one. Hawks victorious 52-45. As you were just excited to get out with your team. Your team was looking forward to playing somebody else, had that scrimmage a couple weeks ago against Linmar, but nice to get out on court and your home court to take on CPU last night, Coach.
Yeah, I know we talked about that a lot before the game, just not having to play somebody in the same jersey color. It's just time of year. We started off really well. You know, I'm happy with our happy with the way that we played for the most part. It's just happy to get a win in the first game instead of a loss, which is super nice as well.
No doubt about it, as your Hawks came out playing very well. Effort was great right from the get-go. Took that 19-8 lead. Shots were falling, creating turnovers, very active in the passing lanes, and things were going well there that first half, led by 20 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we've got four senior guards who played a lot of significant minutes last year for us, and, you know, what I'm starting to find out in the Womack is when you have some, you know, seniority and older guys who have been there before, it really helps. Games are going to be tight. You've got to be able to play your best toward the end of the year. And so all that kind of stuff matters. And we came out right away last night. You know, they were amped up. They were ready to go, as we talked about getting them ready to go before the game last night. But it's just, I'm happy to see them, you know, continue to grow, continue to get better day in and day out.
As CPU came back and outscored your team 32-19 in that second half, we talked in the post game about how you just wish your kids would continue to do the little things and run a little more, but able to get that 7-point win in the end last night.
Yeah, you know, At the end of the game, we talked about, obviously, just we got a little stagnant. We weren't doing the little things that we had been doing in the first half and extend the lead. And so, you know, it's just stuff we got to work on. You know, first game out of the year, just great stick-to-itiveness and not letting our heads drop and, you know, staying positive. I mean, even on the sideline, those guys were coming off the bench and they were still positive. They very easily could have just, you know, been, what was me? You know, we're going to lose this one. But no, they wanted to win it for each other, and that's kind of what it came down to.
No doubt about it. Hawks at 1-0. Now moving on, a couple days of practice and getting ready for the Vikings of Vinton-Shelsburg on the road for the first time in the new season on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to playing another Womack West team. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be a good matchup for us. You know, new head coach there this year, so it's a little different. You know, they're very guard heavy. It'll be a good game for us. Hopefully, you know, we can go into the weekend up 2-0 heading into our Super Busy next week.
And you talked about the conference, most importantly on the east side, a little different this year, and this will be a one-year type deal, and then next year it will change a little bit again with Grinnell coming into the west side, but losing Maquoketa and Beckman, going to create some different rivalries. You still have Beckman on your schedule for non-conference, but conference look a little different here in your third season.
Yeah, it is. You know, Independence joins our side this year. Which I'm excited to play them twice a year. I know that in wrestling, we've got a pretty big rivalry there. So hopefully, in basketball, we can create one as well. You know, we were able to schedule some teams that we don't normally play, as far as our non-conference schedule. And our guys are looking forward to those games and, you know, just looking forward to the opportunity to get better and better every day.
Indeed. All right. We will see you in Vinton on Friday night as you get ready for the Vikings. We'll talk to you then and get ready for another talk to recap and preview next Wednesday night. Coach, thanks for time as always. Good luck on Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
You betcha. Drake Skuring, the head coach of the West Delaware Boys here on the program as we continue on. More of the KMCH Sports Zone coming up here on a Wednesday night here from KMCH Sports.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
KMCH Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night, 6:33 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH. John Swisher back with you as we continue our West Delaware theme, as wrapping it up with West Delaware girls head coach, first year head coach Brad Wubina taking over the program from Matt Utoff, as the Hawks are 0-2 so far on this young season, with a game before the Thanksgiving break last Tuesday, 42-37, and then falling last night at Center Pointer Urbana, 51-32. Coach, before we get there, first we talk about the transition and taking over the program. It's been going well, and it helps to have two steady assistants, as we've talked about, with Coach McMahon and Coach Funky, who have been here, both West Delaware grads, played in the basketball program, and Rich has coached basketball for a long time here. So to have those two staples in your program to help guide the way, it's really been a pretty smooth transition for you.
It has. Those guys are a great support, and they know their way around the program as well as behind the scenes of the program, which was a big adjustment for me.
No doubt about it. And getting into the season last Tuesday night, it was a slow start for your team. Vinton Shelsburg came out and took a lead, but your team, boy, did they battle back. And you love that kind of fight and perseverance by your girls. Only ended up losing by five, but you knew you had plenty of things to work on. You knew going in that as well, and taking on a Vinton Shelsburg team ranked top 10 in class 3A, you knew your hands were going to be full, but you love the fight by your girls in that second half.
Absolutely. Going into the first game, you know, it's always, you always wonder, are we ready? And of course I didn't feel ready, but the girls are always ready to go. Yes, and the thing about weaknesses,
cutting up on us there a little bit, Brad. You got me there?
Oh,
all right, we're cutting up a little bit. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, so the early games are kind of a way, you know, for us to find out what we need to work on, where our weaknesses are, and some of that was exposed against Vinton Shelsburg, and we tried to shore some of that up. But it's always a guessing game early on.
And then hoping to make progress first and second game. With this schedule, you knew it's going to be tough every night out pretty much. And coming back against Center Point Urbana, you're trying to make those adjustments and going up against another team that's been at state the last 7 or 8 years. And that's what you ran into last night with CPU. Talk about how that game went.
We got hit in the mouth early. We came out a little sluggish, and they're a really fast team. They play end line to end line, and they're really well coached.
Indeed, not a surprise there with CPU, as I talked about the tradition they've had on the girls' side for the last several years. And now you get a couple days of practice, and you'll host another home game inside Seedorf on Friday night, and you welcome in South Tama.
Yeah, it's good to be back home. The atmosphere for the last two games has been outstanding. The crowd is incredible. The girls play their hearts out, but of course it's always nice to be in our own gym.
No doubt about it. Next week you'll have out of routine sort of week, no Tuesday game. You'll have Benton Community at home, and you'll travel to the Wendy's Classic playing at Loras College next Saturday against Dubuque Wallerts. So a great experience for your kids playing on the college level. We'll talk more about that next week. But for this group, they played a lot of basketball together, the younger girls, then the older girls. You sprinkle in some athletes have been around West Delaware with a few seniors. This group, a good collection of athletes, and you talked about before the season of getting to them to be better basketball players, of course, is the name of the game.
Yep. I tell everybody when they say, how are you going to be this year? I say, we are very athletic. Hopefully we can come together as a basketball team. We're a work in progress.
Indeed. All right. We'll continue to follow that progress, of course. Good luck on Friday night. We will see you next week, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, John.
Brandon Wubina, the head coach of the West Delaware girls here on the program, as we will continue along. More coaches to get to as it's 6:38, and we have a temperature of 18 degrees downtown Manchester. And this Wednesday night, winds from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll be back with more of the program after this right here from KMCH Sports.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
The Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhaine Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhaine Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhaine Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhaine Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call in a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com, your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
.641 now here on Mix 94.7 KMCH, KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night. First one of the new winter sports season. So we've talked West Delaware boys and girls wrestling, West Delaware girls and boys bowling, also West Delaware girls and boys basketball. Now we're into other part of our show, and this week we get a check with Josh Christensen and the Wartburg College football team. They will be playing coming up on a Saturday at noon, hosting Aurora. The Wartburg Knights of 12-0, they'll play in Waverly for the first time ever in their fifth quarterfinal, first time they've hosted in Waverly, as Josh Christensen caught up with a few former coverage area Wartburg College Knights. And first, he talks with the Western Dubuque grad. George Drake is one of their top receivers on the program for Western Dubuque.
On Mix 94.7 KMCH, and joined right now by former Western Dubuque standout Drake George, who's now with the playing football for the Wartburg Knights, and they are getting ready to continue their playoff run. They are hosting a quarterfinal matchup for the first time in school history versus Aurora University this Saturday, December 3rd at noon out in Waverly. And Drake, first off, we know Wartburg has made some runs in the past, but what has this run been like? You guys won your last two playoff games at home, and as we said, first time in school history where you're hosting a quarterfinal matchup. What is the feeling like right now for you guys?
It's been great, man. It's been electric. I mean, we've been kind of sticking with the same memo, stacking it days by days, and staying humble and staying hungry. So, I mean, we got after the first win, you know, against Whitewater, we knew we were underdogs. People were, you know, sleeping on us, per se. But, I mean, we knew all year, like, how talented of a team we can be. So, after that win, it was, you know, next day right back to the drawing board. And then last week, going up to St. John's, is kind of a little bit of the same thing, you know. Even bigger underdogs, and we knew what we had to do. We went up there, we did it, got the win. And it was nice to celebrate, but I mean, next day it's kind of, you know, let's get at it. Let's get back to this, you know. And it's been really great. We're a real close team, real connected, so it's like a big family.
Absolutely. And talk about, let's start with that game against La Crosse that was at home, and you guys were able to jump out to a 7-0 lead, and La Crosse was able to get a touchdown. They missed the extra point, it looks like, and then you guys were able to go down in the third. Both games actually have been pretty close, but that La Crosse game, what did you guys feel you were able to do, especially on that one drive in the third quarter that put you guys ahead, to just really basically do enough to get the points that you needed?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you look at like the statistics or things like that, we can run the ball with, you know, any team in the nation. We're one of the best rushing teams in the nation. So, I mean, from a receiving standpoint, like us receivers, like we know that we just need to be able to make plays and keep it balanced when, you know, the running game isn't going. So I think that drive, and kind of like in the St. John's game too, just being able to stay balanced when we need to and pick up big first down, make big plays when our numbers are called, because we know the run game is going to be there, you know. We got excellent running backs, O-line, great quarterback. So just staying balanced, I guess, is kind of what I thought, you know, pushed us over the edge.
Absolutely. Well, you said that, you know, you guys are known for running the ball. Now, you as a wide receiver, you do lead the team with almost 600 receiving yards. How would you say you have grown throughout the program in your finishing up your junior year? How have you grown to kind of being that number one guy? And like you said, you know, the receivers, you know, you do play a big role, especially in that run game as well.
I guess how I've grown is just, last year, I was kind of, you know, I felt like I was running around, you know, kicking my head cut off, just looking back at the film, there's some routes I was running and some plays where I just really was not all the way in, you know, in a sense with my quarterback who was just last year. So I think just, you know, getting the playbook more and kind of working on that has been beneficial. And I think a big thing for us receivers is, like, obviously going in, we knew what our running game was, and you know, that, you know, the stats might not be there this year because, shoot, half the games, you know, this year we're done by half. Mm-hmm. So just kind of being humble as a group and staying hungry, I think that's really helped us, because what you look at last week, St. John's, you know, all of us are making plays when we need to, and it's never really been about, like, oh, you know, I need to score or I need to catch. Like, it's one of us makes the catch, we're all happy, we're all celebrating on the next play kind of thing.
Yeah. What drew you to Wartburg, would you say?
Well, so after high school, I was at Iowa Western for a little bit. Left there, had some personal things going on. I kind of wasted a year, took a little gap year, kind of lost. And they were one of the schools that reached back out to me after a little bit, because when I left Iowa Western, like a handful of schools were, you know, asked me what's going on. I said, give me a year. Wartburg was patient, you know, they're cool, let me have my year. And they were just always there, and always, Coach Winter, he was the one who recruited me. And he was just always a good guy, always understanding, always helped me out. And then Freddie Hush is my cousin, and he's on the D-line, and he really helped draw me to Wartburg.
Absolutely. Well, as we said, you guys have Aurora University, and your time at Wartburg certainly has definitely paid off, and you guys are in the quarterfinals, Aurora University on Saturday. What do you guys know so far against your opponent? What's it going to take to just keep on advancing?
I mean, we got to be physical, and we got to, you know, dominate up front, do what we do, and stay balanced. I know they got a high-flying offense, but, you know, that's another thing about this team is we're so close. I have never even, you know, games on the line. I've never ever had a doubt that defense or offense. So I trust that our defense will, you know, play good defense against them.
Absolutely. Drake George, Western Dubuque graduate, now leading receiver with the Wartburg Knights as the Knights get ready to host Aurora University in the NCAA Division III football quarterfinals on Saturday in Waverly. Drake, thank you so much for joining us here on the program. Good luck on Saturday. Hopefully we'll get to see you guys keep on advancing, and maybe we can talk a little bit more.
For sure, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Dunn & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Dunn & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank. Community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
TriVet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Back into the Camp State Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, 6:51. Time for our first coverage area coach, and it finds us with Maquoketa Valley boys basketball coach Eric Connor in his fifth year at the helm of the varsity boys program at Maquoketa Valley. Dan Cassett, his assistant coach, as the Wildcats were 9-14 a year ago, 5-9 in the Tri-Rivers Conference West Division. Good for fifth place as the Wildcats coming back with several starters and good experience on this year's edition. And that's what you always like to hear, Coach. It was a good off season for your kids, playing a lot of ball, continue to get better and improve. It's been the name of the game for you guys the last several years.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Swish. We returned several starters and just guys that were key contributors to last year's team. You know, we talked last year when A.J. Umbundo went down with his ACL injury. That thrust a couple of sophomores and a freshman into some major varsity minutes to fill those shoes. And, you know, looking back after the season, we could kind of tell that there was some major growth that happened in those minutes from those guys. And definitely saw that, just a different level of confidence that they played with when we got together over the summer. And, you know, they attacked our skill sessions exactly how we asked them to do it, and then we got a chance to end our summer at a team camp at Mount Mercy, and you know, just put stuff together, and it was good to see our guys play together and again grow some more on the court and be ready for the season.
You just can't replace that varsity experience factor and the fact that they've played together. As some people, average fan, may not understand how important that is at the varsity level, of knowing what your teammate's going to do before they even do it, and just that communication verbally and non-verbally sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, just get rid of the nerves of, you know, maybe being a freshman in a role playing some valuable varsity minutes. It might not be a ton, but you know, getting that under your belt and, you know, getting those nerves out. But then, like you said, being able to play with each other for an extended period of time throughout last season and the summer, those were just invaluable experiences that we're hoping that we can take that into the season and use it as our strength.
And the preseason here hasn't been normal, as you're expected to open up last night. Unfortunately, some illness going through the Maquoketa Valley schools right now, especially at the high school level, as half of your team has been under the weather, unfortunately, as you won't open your season until Friday night. So a little early season adversity that you've had to battle through here.
Yeah, it's definitely it's made Coach Cassett and I have to rack our brains with different potential lineups and scenarios with who we will or won't have. But anytime you're dealing with something like this, we tell our players all the time, your health and safety comes before anything to do with a basketball game and playing, and that's what we kind of stood on. And when you have 9 of your 18 guys that are missing from school yesterday, I think it goes to show that we're not healthy enough to play a ball game. So it gave us, Coach Cass and I, a chance to travel down and see East Buchanan play at Lisbon. And, fortunately, he and I have stayed away from the sickness and not brought it to our families and, over Thanksgiving and stuff. But our guys, we had a couple extra guys back tonight. Some key guys were still not at practice and still not feeling well. And we'll hope we'll get back tomorrow night and get a chance to at least get one practice in. But, we hadn't practiced. We missed practice on Monday, did not play last night. We were able to get a light practice in. That was our first practice since last Wednesday morning, heading before Thanksgiving. So that many days off and throw a holiday with, high school kids stuffing their face full of Thanksgiving food and probably not getting a whole lot of physical activity. It's just getting our legs back under us in practice and trying to get our conditioning level back to where it was pre-Thanksgiving. And, hopefully we can continue to see our guys improve health-wise and be ready to go for Friday night.
Indeed. Friday night, East Buchanan on the road in Winthrop, a team that was around the middle of the pack as well under your team last year in the standings. What do you see in this year's edition?
It's just they've got some experience that they bring back that we're definitely going to have to prepare for. And again, it's similar to what I said about our guys, that stuff that you can't coach. Just valuable minutes that they got. Again, I think they were in a similar situation with some sophomores playing some very big minutes that they didn't necessarily expect or anything, but they're going to be experienced. They got a new coach that is going to do some different stuff defensively that, we were able to see last night and see again on film when we broke the Lisbon game down. And just being able to we got to scrimmage Clayton Ridge, and we did a jamboree against MFL that second Monday of the practice season. But just been beating up each other, and it'll be nice to get a four quarter game under our belt against somebody else. And you can't say enough about you're trying to run your offensive stuff or you run your defensive stuff, and the other team knows exactly what you're trying to do over and over again. When somebody else doesn't know what our game plan is and what we're trying to do, it's nice to be able to put that to work. And I know our guys are going to come out and play their butts off and give everything they have. I just hope that that sickness is through our bodies and we'll be able to get a good four quarter effort out of our guys.
Be nice to get that game in on Friday night, because it's shaping up to be a busy week next year. Next week on your schedule, Central Cater at home on Monday night, and then you will travel to Albernett, one of the tougher teams in your division, on Tuesday night, and then back home for Starmont on Friday night. So it'll be a busy, a three game out of routine week next week. So trying to get healthy as fast as you can to get ready for that.
Well, and actually, it's going to be a four-game week, because we throw the makeup date to JV varsity for Prince of Peace on next Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
So, and that's everything with that is still pending. I communicated to parents today that they're still struggling or trying to find officials, not struggling necessarily, but trying to find officials to fill that date. And once they do that, it'll be set in stone, and we'll go down there at 4:30. But, not ideal for us to turn around off of a not many practices and head into a four-game week with guys that aren't maybe 100% healthy. And, it's just that respiratory influenza A that they had, that it just sticks around in your lungs and you kind of have a raspy cough. And, as guys, it's good to get up and down the floor and get some conditioning back under us and kind of flush that out of your system. But, again, hopeful that our health can, they can get some rest over the weekend and turn around and have a nice four-game week. good to get those games under our belt prior to Christmas break getting here and having to have a four-game week in January when you know, weather's a factor or things like that. So we just wanted to make sure we got that Prince of Peace game made up heading before break. That way we can get those games out of the way before weather is an issue.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck to your team coming up here. We will recap and preview next Wednesday night, every Wednesday night during the season. Look forward to talking to you, and thanks for your time as always, Coach.
Yep. It's always nice. Thanks. Thanks, Wish.
Eric Connor, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program here on the KMC Sports Zone as a 6 o'clock hour winding down here on this Wednesday night. Almost 7 o'clock, 6:59 as we continue along. Cascade Boys coach Nate McMullen will join me next. Sports Zone rolls on after this from KMC Sports.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
.702 now here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. It's the KMCH Sports Zone, our winter sports edition number one. As we say hello to all our area coaches here, getting ready for a season that's underway for most of them, and particular the one we're talking to now, it's Cascade Boys coach Nate McMullen in his third year at his alma mater, a 2011 grad of the Cougars, as Cascade coming off a win last night. First, coach, we talk about this group and how the offseason went for your team, and it's all about playing, getting better, improving, and doing that on your own, but also as the team is able to come together throughout the other conflicts of a high schooler's schedule in this day and age, and other sports as well. Talk about how your off season went. You feel for your team?
Our off season went pretty well. Guys got in the gym, played in a couple tournaments here and there. Worked well with baseball coach Roman Hummel and football coach Tim Frake. So just, you know, working with other teams and things like that, just got to kind of work around other things like that. But, you know, overall our offseason was good. Guys got in the gym and got better, just as their individual skills and then as a team as well when we played in the specific shootouts this summer.
Indeed, and getting the season started last night, you took the trip down to West Liberty. You're able to take down the Comets 62-44. You had some early season adversity a little bit with an injury to one of your better players, Mr. McDermott, but trying to overcome that, and you went down and got a conference road win last night. Talk about how you felt your team performed in night number one.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty well. You know, obviously, you're going to have beginning of the season hiccups and things like that, but you know, get him today, we got him in, watched some film. Just again, we're a younger group, especially without Cole, but he's working his way back right now, so he'll be good to go hopefully by next week. But you know, just, you know, we're going to be learning a lot throughout the year, and just simply like you said, facing adversity throughout each game. You know, I think third quarter last night, I think it was 43-40. And then we got to that point where we were just like, all right, we got to, you know, figure it out, and ended up giving up 4 points in the fourth quarter. So, that's a huge test to our guys early in the year, and they're able to handle that with success.
Indeed. And just looking at your roster, a good amount of athletes involved in other sports. So these kids are competitors and getting ready for this basketball season here. What do you like about this group?
Yeah, this group could be special for us. You know, we got McDermott coming back, averaged 16 a game last year, 8 rebounds a game, got elite all conference in the RVC. Then Cass Huffman come back again. He's a junior for us, got all these RVC all north, averaged 8 a game. But one thing that Cass does really, really well is just kind of dictates how our offense is played. He handles the ball, a majority of it, and just gets guys in the right situations. Jackson Lawrence started a couple games later on in the year last year as a freshman and has taken a big jump in the offseason. We played Bellevue Marquette on Saturday in an achieved scrimmage, and he put up 31, and then last night he put up 30. So he's made a big adjustment to that. And then, you know, you got guys like Cooper Hummel, who, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's very, very coachable. And, you know, he's willing to work on anything that you need him to. He came up with us last year during districts, and just, you know, he's a really good shooter, and he's smart with it too. And then you got Nathan Shockmill, who's also a sophomore, had some varsity time last year, and again, just simply continued to improve throughout the summer. Another guy, a sophomore, is Quinn Casey. You know, he's athletic, very, very athletic, and, you know, that's, he's improved. We got the big guy, Will Keeney, 6'7", sophomore. He's currently kind of working back on an injury as well right now. But, you know, overall throughout the season, our guys, we got a good group, and they're always willing to learn and work together as a group.
Indeed, and the River Valley Conference this year won't be the norm, as Beckman and Maquoketa, of course, coming out of the East Division of the WAMAC Conference, two teams we're very familiar with up here, covering West Delaware prominently, but those two teams coming in and making the conference even better than it has been the last couple of years. So it's a challenge, but it's fun to have a competition and teams and coaches that you know, of course, very well.
Yeah, like you said, it's going to be a challenge. You know, I was talking to my assistant coach Reagan Takis a little bit, and we grew up around the old Big Ben,
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, we kind of talked about it, and we're like, you know, looking at some of these teams now in the league, Maquoketa, the Beckman, Monty, Anamosa, a lot of those teams were in the Big Ben, and that was a war every single night. You know, I think that's what our league's going to be like. You know, you look at the teams, and you don't really have a bye game by any means, you know. And that's the best part about the conference, is you just develop as the season goes on, and you got to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. So, you know, getting the addition of Beckman and Maquoketa, you know, two great coaches, two good programs, adding into our really good league already, you know, with the likes of Monty and Comanche, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple teams. But, yeah, it's going to be a test, but it's a test that we're willing to take on as a group.
As you have a little break here, if your schedule on Bound is correct, don't play again until next Tuesday hosting Maquoketa. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yep. We're off until next Tuesday.
So getting a little out of routine with only one game this week gives you a chance to practice, work on those things. As you talked about last night, it's always easier, better to work on things and try to improve after a win than it is a loss, of course. But you'll get some time here before you take on the Cardinals for the first time next Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, and it's like you said, it's always learning and improving as the season goes on. And, you know, especially with our group, we got to rely a lot on our upperclassmen to kind of push these younger guys to get ready to go. But like this little break here, it's going to help us in the long run of things. And I'm happy, but I also want to be playing as well. But, you know, next week we got Maquoketa Tuesday, Northeast on Friday, and Durant on Saturday. So we go right into a three-game week and see where we come out on, if we come out on top or where we're at.
Indeed. All right, best of luck in those games. We'll talk again next Wednesday, each and every Wednesday during the season here to recap and preview games. Thanks for your time, Coach. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Wish. I appreciate it.
Nate McMullen, head coach of the Cascade Boys basketball program here on the show at 7:10. We'll continue along up until 8 o'clock. When we're joined from the Hawkeye Radio Network by Gary Dolphin and the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team, Fran McCaffrey. It's Hawk Talk with Coach McCaffrey, the first show of the new season coming up tonight in our tape delayed encore presentation, 8 until 9:30 most every Wednesday night here from KMCH Sports. More of the Sports Zone coming at you next right here from Mix 94.7 and KMCH.com.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects. Or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved ones.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
.716 now here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. It's the KMCH Sports Zone, first edition of the new winter sports season. We bring in the veteran head coach of the Northland Lynx now, Mike Hilmer. His team is 1-0 after a 27-1 campaign a year ago, the second state championship in Northland boys basketball program history a season ago. And coach, your off season and bringing a few guys back with experience, getting ready for a new season. In your experience, is it easier or harder to come back and get ready and after a championship? Is there much difference there? What's your mindset in that regard?
Well, you know, we honestly just kind of take things one game at a time. So we don't look at it any different. If we won a state title, lost a state title, made it to state, didn't make it to state. So I think, you know, what it does do is it generates a lot of off-season work ethic. I think kids, you know, they see the success and they want to do it themselves, and the younger kids want to, you know, keep it going. So you get kids into the gym, they work hard. And that's one thing I've noticed, you know, from over the last 6, 7, 8 years is it just seems like every year some kid emerges that nobody expected to play as well as the kid did, and that's something that helps carry us through the season. So we're looking for that same thing this year.
And good teams find that player for somebody to step up, especially in the postseason state tournament runs. We've seen that time and time again. And your team, as I talked about, has some experience, and how varsity experience is oh so important, especially in the TRC and what you guys go through night in and night out of just. Just being there and have done that and just good kids that know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, for us it's kind of been a pleasant thing too, is where, you know, we've had a good enough JV every year that those kids have to go against our varsity kids, and they, they have no choice. If they don't get better during practices and as the year goes on, then it's going to be a long season going against the varsity kids. So, it gives them some motivation to get on the other side of that too and be on the varsity side of that. So, we've been very fortunate not only to have really good teams, but we've had good depth with those teams, and that has, helped us get better and better as the year went on each year. And I think that just kind of success breeds success, and we've been pretty fortunate in that area.
No doubt. As you started your season last night, traveling down to Preston to take on Easton Valley in 85-31 for your team, what were the positives that you were really happy to see on night number one against competition to start the season?
Well, one of the things that we always look for, especially early in the year, is improvement. And we, we played a jamboree against Jessup, and then we went and played Benton in the Chief Pride scrimmage. So we were looking for improvement over that, and we really thought our press looked a lot better. We're getting things covered a little better, understanding things a little bit better. And, that's one of the things when you have to plug new guys in, and they maybe haven't had as much experience at it. It's kind of a learning process. But we thought the kids did a really good job a couple different times when Easton Valley made some good runs at us, and we made some adjustments, and I thought the kids did a really good job. Brecken Beatenbender, was first start he's ever had, played a really great game. I thought Jake Bennett came in off the bench and played a great game, and did some nice things for us there too. So and then our four main men, Tate Hockenberry, had a great game. Ty Fluoff had a good game. Ben Wheatley was just short of a triple-double by a few assists. And Mason Beshin, for his first outing at point guard with being a sophomore, did an outstanding job as well. So,
right there, you mentioned a few kids have been in the fold and in the mix, but in different roles, now getting ready for new roles this season and different type of play. Their game doesn't change much, but it is a difference at the varsity level to do different things because you don't have other guys that, especially Tate with his brother not there now and other guys that you were missing off of last year's squad. So a different type of team, but still the main components, main staples that you and Coach Griff have expressed for years here of the style that you want to play.
Yeah, the style doesn't change, but obviously the role of the kid changes quite a bit. And Tate will be, our best player this year. He'll be the one teams focus on. They're trying to stop him, and it'll make it a little bit more difficult, and he'll have to, step up and, come up with some improvements in his game to keep that level of play. And then, Ben Wheatley will have to step up and be a real big scorer for us this year. And Mason Beshin will have to be the guy that pushes it up the court and helps lead us on the court. And Ty Fluoff he's going to be a great, great player for us this year. And people will see that. He was very dominant on the JV level last year. And he's came a really long ways and played quite a bit towards the end of last year. And now will be, a stud for us. And, the nice thing is in the first count the jamboree, the scrimmage, and the first game we played, we haven't had the same leading score at any of those events. So it looks like we're going to be pretty balanced, and people won't be able to just hone in on stopping, one guy.
That's what you like to see. And Austin Helmer, another member of that team a year ago, and you tweeted out something that caught my eye a couple weeks ago about the first time in a long time you haven't coached your own son and not having your dad with you on the sideline. It's been a couple years now, but kind of alone in that regard, not another Helmer on the roster. You're going to have to get into a new role, and it'll be a different season for you come this year too.
Yeah, I was kind of joking with the kids the other day. I said it's not a good sign for you guys because neither one of my boys is here anymore after 7 years, so I've got to yell at somebody else. So there's going to be a lot more of my voice to go around to some other kids. So
yeah, who are you going to get in those arguments about now of you and Austin? I just loved it when you guys would argue back and forth. Remind me of me and my dad arguing about sports.
We already texted Austin on day one and said, man, we got practice done 45 minutes earlier because we didn't have any arguments today. So, but it was just funny that, the bantering between, Jake and I and Austin and I and going through all that, it's been a great experience. And it's, you do miss that, and it is different without your kids there. And it'll be, now it'll be at my time to kind of sit back, and it's been kind of fun to watch Griff and his son kind of bicker back and forth a little bit. So it's one of those deals where it's hard to be a parent and a coach, and I think everybody knows that. I think kids understand that too. So No, very, very different without those guys there, but doesn't change, you know, how I coach or anything. Love all the kids I'm coaching and try to get them to reach their potential, and hopefully we can do that this year.
As you settle into a new season, you'll have one more game this week, Springville at home, and then next week, three games with Beckman at home, at Edco, and at Albernette. Is Beckman a RVC team now, out of the WOMAC, of course, and Coach Maloney and company. You two have had some battles in postseason the last couple of years, and good to get a team like that on the schedule. That will only help down the run.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to do that for a few years, and our conference schedule kind of changed a little bit this year that allowed us to get a little more out of the box. So we've got some tougher competition this year. Hopefully our kids will step up, and, you know, we won't be penalized if we end up losing the game to somebody really good. But, you know, Beckman's always really well coached, and I always try to go back to the year we won the state title. And a lot of people don't realize this, but I think the toughest game we had on our road through the whole path, mm-hmm. is when we ran into Beckman. I believe it was either the district final.
District final. At Independence, you know?
Yeah, it was at Independence, and it was a battle, and we survived it, but they were every bit as good as we were that year, but we just kind of snuck it out ahead of them and then ended up kind of catapulting us to the state title.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck with your games coming up here. We'll recap and preview each and every week on this Wednesday night new format. And now, appreciate your time as always, and good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Mike Hilmer, the head coach of the Northland Lynx boys basketball program here on the show. We'll continue along. More coaches to get to. 7:25 now on this Wednesday night. We're back after this from KMCH Sports.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Bob Stephen Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Stephen Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Seven 28 now here
KMC Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night, 18 degrees downtown Manchester. John Swisher back with you, the head coach of the Edco girls basketball program. Steve Putz joining me now in his third year at the helm. The Vikings, an 8-14 year season a year ago. They are 1-0 after a win last night. We'll talk more about that. But Coach, talk about the off-season, what you have coming back, what you're looking forward to here with this group that you've assembled for your varsity team at Edco this year.
Yeah, no, we had a pretty decent off-season here this summer there with the girls. We did our usual few games that we had throughout the summer, and then we made our yearly trip out to Newell Fonda with the team, and we had probably one of our better years out there this summer there. When we go out there, we ended up going 5-1 on the weekend out there. So yeah, I was really happy with what I saw, and the team was pretty excited going into the season for this year. And we have a few veteran players coming back with the inside game, and then with Audrey Helmerichs, and then our guard with Eddie Kirby, and then just needing to replace a few other spots where the girls really stepped in nicely in the offseason to fill those spots this year.
And a 1-1 record as opened up with Springville last Tuesday night, fell 67-34, then beat Kalmus Wheatland down on the road last night in Kalmus 35-34. Talk about the experience of your girls, how important that is at the varsity level of girls coming back who've been through the grind, and this is only the start of the season with two games in, but they know the grind is, what that is in a month or so from now of sickness and injuries, and you've got to push through it, and these girls that you have on your team, a few of them know this routine.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like I said, going first two games of the year there, both on the road, both longer trips, like going down to Springville, that's always a tough place to play. They're always one of the top teams, you know, every year pretty much in the conference to go up against, and that game we just didn't get off to a good start. Some of the shots, we had good looks in the first quarter that could have went in, but just happened to roll off. So that game, we just didn't get off to a good start, and things just kind of went downhill from there. It was just too much to catch up then. But last night, like I said, making that long road trip down to Kalamazoo Wheatland and coming off the bus there, you know, the girls just battled. We were down by 11 at halftime, and just kind of told the girls, you know, we don't need to get it all back at once. Just win that third quarter, and then see what happens in the fourth, you know. And I like my chances with this team because they are competitors and knows how to battle and will never give up. And, yeah, they did that. We made some adjustments there defensively at halftime and held Kalamazoo Wheatland to 10 points in the second half and came out and won the third quarter by 1 point. And then we ended up kind of called that timeout or coming out of the fourth quarter there and just told the girls what they needed to do offensively. And they responded really well by having a 17-point fourth quarter run there to end up getting the win in that game with our sophomore, Ellie Kirby, made two free throws with 3 seconds left in the game to give us that win last night. So
great experience to be able to get a close win like that. That'll only help things down the road, especially in close games, of knowing how to win those close games. That can be so important sometimes.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of what I'm seeing now with my third year with the team, and them just kind of every year we get better with that concept, and now we're starting to see the results earlier instead of later. I kind of told the team afterwards, you know, I'm glad we're able to do that or see that at the second game of the year, not the second to the last game of the year. So for them to figure that out early in the year is only going to things look well for the rest of the season for us.
Indeed. And what do you think about the conference this year? The West Division, of course. You look at Northland and East Buchanan and Maquoketa Valley. What else stands out to you? Springville in the mix, too, most years. And what stands out to you here about this conference alignment this year?
Yeah, no, it's tough. I mean, every year, now that my third year in there, I mean, it's, you know, every night out, you gotta bring your best game. If you don't bring your best game, I mean, any of those teams that you just mentioned can beat you, you know, and if you're not ready for them, you know, they're gonna, they're going to blow you out of the gym right away too. So, I mean, they only make you better because, you know, you have to prepare and you have to be ready for them. And it showed last night, I believe, like six of the seven teams that played the crossover games last night won out of our conference last night. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show you how tough our side of the conference in the Tri-Rivers West really is.
As Alburnett at home on Friday night, and then next week you start off with MFL Marmac on the road and North Lynn at home here, and then Central City next Friday on the road. So four games in a short span here as the schedule just starts to kick up right away.
Yeah, no, exactly. And like I said, with having the first two games on the road and then to bounce back right after that to have four games basically in the week like that, and then it's going to test us right away. Like I said, if we have the legs for it, we have limited numbers kind of players this year, so that kind of hurts you on the bench a little bit but when your numbers are a little low. But like I said, the team that we have the girls I have really, are the ones you want to have, and they really want to play and they want to win. So that's kind of, they have that passion, that drive. And so it's fun to prepare for the teams. They just want to know what just tell them what they need to do, and they'll go out and try to execute it.
No doubt. Good luck in your games ahead. We'll recap and preview each and every Wednesday night now here in the Sports Zone. Thanks for your time as always, Coach. Have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you, Swish.
Steve Foots, the head coach of the Edco Girls basketball program here as the show continues. More coaches to get to, 7:35 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
.737 now here on the Sports Zone, first edition of the KMCH Sports Zone and winter's sports season. John Swisher along with you. Justin Olin is the boys head coach at Edco as the Vikings off of a 21-4 season a year ago. 0-1 after a last night's road contest, as the Vikings fell down in Kalamus to Kalamus Wheatland 77-39. And Coach, we take a look at offseason and preseason, how things have been for your program coming in, as with only one game in your belt, how things have been going for you.
When you graduate 13 seniors, it's going to be kind of
getting a lot of guys' experience and trying to figure out what pieces fit the best together and makes the best cohesive unit, and then who can, you know, come in and play those minutes and what roles everybody fits. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of time of figuring those things out. The thing I love about these guys is they come to work every day. They want to learn. It's they're great kids. We just got, you know, there's a separation. We're pretty young. We have a lot of we have 10 freshmen, play a lot of sophomores on our varsity and juniors, and we had 2 seniors come out this year. So it's a overall, and those seniors, you know, they one hasn't played before, and the other one played a few couple years ago. So I mean, it's we're all learning a lot from each other, and it's really neat. It's a whole change of speed and dynamics of everything we've been doing, and just finding what fits these guys best. So you know, it's been enjoyable, and we're, you know, it's fun to see them grow each day.
Learning on the run at the varsity level in the Tri-Rivers Conference, not always the easiest thing to do, as you know, in your many years. And your team found that out last night on the road, a tough place to play, Calmus Wheatland, and the Warriors able to win 77-39. Talk about how that game went down last night.
Yeah, it was, you know, we have a lot of self-inflicted errors. We got to figure out how to take care of the ball a little bit better. You know, trying to figure out what kind of shot selection that we need for the best fits what we want to do. And I really liked the difference from the first half to the second half, the adjustments the guys made. You know, we switched some things around and came out, played the second half, I thought, much better, much more in tune to what we wanted to do, and defensively kind of played a lot more solid, I thought, in the second half. Took care of the ball a little bit better. So, I mean, it was wild and so crazy. You know, this was our 10th practice tonight. So, you know, it's, you know, you have your off season, but it's not quite the same as legit practice. And then you dive into the Tri-Rivers, where it's just a bunch of great coaches, a bunch of really solid teams. And, I mean, you got to bring your A game every single night. And, you know, we're still building to figure that out. So I really like the improvement that I saw from first half to second half. And, you know, like, it's cool because you see it build just even in a game, and, you know, every day just a little bit better, knowing a little bit more.
And you look ahead at your schedule, and it doesn't get any easier with the next 3 games, of course. I'm not telling you anything new. No breaking news here against Alburnett on Friday night. And then next week to start off a 3-game week, and it starts at MFL Marmac and then home against North Lynn.
Yeah, you know, baptism by fire. told the guys we're going to learn a lot, and we're going to learn in a hurry. You know, the biggest thing is we can't hang our heads. I told them we're going to make some errors, but I said, as long as we learn from those and we play each play and the next play, we know there's a lot of good teams that we're going to see. I mean, that's how we schedule. We want to see the best, so we know what that looks like and what we have to do to obtain, you know, move to that level and get there. And, you know, these guys understand that. And, they do a really good job of, you know, getting to that. All right, what's that next play? How are we going to make the adjustments necessary and try to do things a little bit better that next time and stuff? And, you know, with these 3 teams coming up, I mean, we're going to learn in a hurry. You know, these three games in 5 days is going to be like, there's no time to take a breath. It's just on to the next team and on to the next play and see what we can do with it. And, you know, every given night, you always have an opportunity. That's why you strap it on and go, you know, lace them up and go on to the, get on the floor and see what happens.
Indeed.
So we're going to learn a lot about ourselves in these next 3 days.
No doubt about it. All right, best of luck preparing and getting ready for those games. We'll talk to you each and every Wednesday night to recap and preview. Coach Justin Olin from EDCO, thanks for your time as always.
Hey, appreciate it, Swish. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Justin Olin, the head boys coach at Edgewood Colesburg High School. As we continue along, a few more coaches to get to. We'll do that next here from KMCH Sports.
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
7:45 now here on this Wednesday night, KMC Sports Zone, first edition of the Winter Sports Show here. John Swisher along with you. Scott Monk, head coach for Maquoketa Valley Girls, is joining me now as Mac Valley was 13-10 a year ago, as they're 1-1 now on this season. And Coach Monk back in the fold after a year off. And I know you were around the program quite a bit. You knew what was going on, of course, with Coach Sherman and Coach Huber leading the way as co-head coaches. And you thank them for all their great efforts. And they're still right there with you helping out this season. But good to have you back as the head coach. And welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. It was I really missed everybody. I missed the kids and missed the coaches. It's good to be back.
Indeed. 1-1 record now for your team as you started off last week with that 64-42 win over Central City at home in Delhi last Tuesday night, and then played at the girls' rivalry Saturday, hosted by you and company at Kirkwood Community College on Saturday after the Thanksgiving holiday. So 1-1. How do you like the play? How are you building on the positives here after those first two games?
Well, we're actually 2-1. We beat Prince of Peace last night.
And
time
I forgot about that one. Yes, thank you.
we're young. You know, we get reminded of that quite often. You know, we're making a lot of young mistakes. The reality of it is, we had two kids that really played a lot of varsity minutes. You know, last year with Haley and Bianca, and you know, Ella Metzen played a few minutes here and there. But you know, they're doing a great job. They're working hard every day. All 14 kids, they compete against one another, and you know, they're really competitive within practice, and they're improving every day. And you know, we told them if we're playing our best basketball right now, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot of nice things, a lot of great things, and we're learning a lot about ourselves collectively, and they're learning a lot about themselves individually. You know, we're really pushing them hard in practice, and they've been real receptive to it.
And for the most part, younger team, not a whole lot of varsity experience, and that's been the part of the growth and getting better and learning on the run at the varsity level. It's a different level, of course, as you know, with all your experience in trying to get your girls to understand that and continue to work and learn and improve is the name of the game.
I guess the frustrating part for me is that I see so much potential in them, and I sometimes think they doubt themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, but being young, sometimes I want the 18-year-old Bianca or 18-year-old Grace Richter, and I still got the 14 and 15-year-old ones, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes as a coach, I need to do a better job of, you know, realizing that. But the sky's the limit with a lot of those kids. They're very talented. And I mean, there's been a few times this year we've had four sophomores and a freshman on the court. But we compete and they play hard. I mean, we played real well last night. We hit 15 threes and we're capable. I mean, we have kids that can do it. We got, you know, Leah Riker, a 6-foot kid, and Grace Richter, a 5'9", 5'10 kid, both big, strong kids who were physically capable of doing great things down low. And, you know, it's a work in progress. And I, you know, me being as impatient as I am, I wish it was a quicker work in progress, but they're doing a great job and the coaches have been great. And I'm real excited to see what the future has in store for these kids.
2-1 record. Get ready to take on East Buchanan on the road in Winthrop on Friday night, then home against on the road against Albertette, and then Anamosa coming up next week, and then Starmount at home. So no rest here early on. A lot of games in a hurry here, which no surprise, getting a lot of games in when you can in the month of December, which you like to do, and not leave everything for January, especially if you're running into some makeup games.
Yep, you know me too well. I want to get as many games as we can get in before Christmas break. And we have a stretch here with a young team. My goal going into this year was I want to get as many minutes under their belts as I possibly can. And coming up week, we go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. The next following week, we go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Tuesday. Yeah. So we have a lot of games in a short amount of time, and that's okay. We're gonna learn a lot about ourselves. We're gonna work through the growing pains. We're gonna teach them through the ups and downs, and you know we're gonna try to keep their heads above water, because the reality of it is, come tournament time, that's what it's like, that's where we need to be prepared.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck with those games coming up. We will recap and preview each and every Wednesday night. Thanks for your time as always, Coach.
All right. Thanks,
Scott Monk, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcat girls basketball program. We continue along. Two more coaches to get to. We'll do it next here on the Sports Zone from KMCH Sports.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Winding down the first winter sports edition of the Sports Zone here from KMCH Sports, 7:52 here on this Wednesday night. Brian Wheatley, the head coach of the Northland Lynx girls basketball program, joins me now. 23-3, state semifinalists a year ago for Northland, as they come back this year and have a 3-0 record so far on the new season. Coach, trying to come back, replace. You can't replace great players, but you just got to continue to fine-tune things and get better, and you have to standout players that come back this year with Macy Bogey and Miss Kurt on the roster. And that's two very solid players, of course, to build around. And you're happy about that and talk about this group getting ready for another season.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we lost a couple really solid seniors last year with Chloe Bennett and Ella Reese, and but we knew we had a lot coming back. You know, starting with Cameron and Macy, and you know, the player on the rise for us, I think, is going to open some eyes this year is the younger Bogey Molly, our sophomore there. She's really been practicing well and playing well so far. So then you bring back Ellie Flanagan and Elise Ware, our two seniors that have been around and know what it takes to be successful. So. Yeah, we got a nice core group to build around, and, you know, we're off to a good start here early, but, you know, we know it's a long season, and we know there's a lot of things we can improve on as we keep going here.
You started out at Starmont on that Tuesday before Thanksgiving, 88-10, the win, and then you took down Vinton Shelsburg, a Class 3 seventh-ranked team at the time, 63-56 at the Girls Rivalry Saturday, the 19th edition at Kirkwood Community College, and then beat Easton Valley last night, 81-22. That Vinton Shelsburg game, you were able to hang on, and you learned some things about your team. Your girls learn things in a close game situation, and those kind of games can only help as you continue on in this season.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a lot of good things there Saturday against Vinton. You know, they're a real experienced team. They got a lot of seniors. They were a group that just missed out playing in the state tournament last year in Class 3A. I believe they lost in overtime in the regional final last year. So, really good opponent there. And yeah, we did a lot of good things against them and against their physicality and their size. And two different points in that game, we were able to extend the lead up to 16. We had it there in the second quarter, and they made a little run right before half, cut it down to 10. We pushed it to 16 again to start the fourth, and then just went really cold. I don't think we made a field goal in the last 6 minutes of the ball game, but you know, they threw everything at us they could, and they were hitting shots and making a really big run at us. And the one thing I think I was the most happy with from the way our kids just handled it, you know, they kept their composure, and we got a couple really key stops in the last minute and a half and hit some big free throws to kind of put it away. So, you know, it wasn't the prettiest game, and it's not the way you want to close a game out by any means, but those kids found a way to win. And like I said, we learned a lot about ourselves, and some things showed up in that game that – we know we need to work on going forward.
Great experience for your team, no doubt. And then took care of Easton Valley, as I mentioned last night, on the road, as haven't been home yet, and that'll come up on Friday night against Springville, the first home contest. Then at Edco next week on Tuesday, and at El Burnett next Friday as well. So the pre-Christmas grind here is starting, and you just hope Mother Nature complies. You hope illnesses stay away and injuries stay away. That's always the name of the game, especially early in the season.
Yeah, and those things you mentioned, chances are, you know, one of them or several of them are going to hit you at some point. You know, that's just the nature of it. You just got to deal with that stuff as it comes. But, yeah, it's nice to get some games in here early. And boy, once, you know, the schedule gets going, there's no rest. You know, it's full go to the end of the season. But, you know, that's why you do it. That's why kids go out to play in the games and to have fun competing with their friends and, you know, in front of their community members and things like that. So, we're looking forward to being home, you know, Friday night. We got a really good team coming in, with Springville. So, you know, we had a couple good days of practice here, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Friday.
Indeed. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Thanks for your time as always.
You betcha. Thank you.
Brian Wheatley, head coach of the Northland Girls, here on the program. We'll wrap up with Mike Maloney, the head coach of the Beckman Blazers, coming up next here from KMCH Sports.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhaine Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhaine Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhaine Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhaine Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Miller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Miller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
7:59 here on this Wednesday night. We'll get a hold of Coach Maloney next week to talk about the Beckman Blazer boys basketball team. We are out of time, and Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey, the first one of the new season, coming up with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, 8 until 9:30 tonight, right here each and every Wednesday night on Mix 94.7, as we will continue on next week with more coaches on the KMCH Sports Zone, the winter edition of the KMCH Sports Zone, coming up on a Thursday night, West Delaware Wrestling. Tomorrow night, West Delaware Wrestling at Charles City. Friday night, we will have a West Delaware Boys Basketball event in Shelbsburg after KMCH Sports video stream production of West Delaware Bowling out at Lightning Lanes at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Then Saturday will be West Delaware Girls and Boys Wrestling starting at 8:30 right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Have yourselves a good and safe rest of your Wednesday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. John Swisher saying so long for now.
Mix 94.7 KMCH Manchester.